Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, and this is my pre-market report. People, let's step back a moment, you and I, and take a look at the big picture. What is going on around the world? What are central banks doing like we have never seen before, like we've never heard of before in the history of the world? You got three entities here. You got the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of England. These three things, okay, institutions, they're things filled with non-human entities, truth here. They have been pumping the system in so far what has been a successful enterprise to add liquidity to a dying system. You know this better than anybody else. I'm going to tell you again real quick in case you're new here. Every central bank has but one goal. One. And that goal is to inflate. That goal is to issue their product to the world. Their goal is to be the lenders and buyers of last resort. Period. Okay, you know this if you've been with me for any length of time. Now, these three institutions, the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, European Central Bank, realize, just as you and I do, that liquidity is drying up. I can't say this another way or more than I have as of late. We are at that maximum saturation moment. Clearly, the first phase of it is widespread global inflation. You all know that. You're well-versed in this. We've spoken about this like, I don't know how many freaking times here. But what's happening here, okay, is the system is illiquid. It operates in a perpetual vacuum. Again, you all know that. It's the nature of the beast. The debt-based economic model is run that way, and these central banks are in control of it all. They run the economy, the financial system, the financial markets. You all know this as well. So let's put this together. Again, what are we witnessing as of late? A massive sell-off in the global debt market. The entire world today functions off of action that is taking place in the debt market. The debt market, we have witnessed, you and I, history. History has been made, and it's getting very, very little attention here. What am I talking about? Yet again, the sell-off in the global debt market, bond yields spiking all over the place. Something you and I don't even know how many years ago, we mentioned that this would eventually occur as that moment of maximum saturation is upon us. Now, you have to understand, no matter what these three entities do, the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of England, all they're doing is exacerbating the underlying issue, okay? And it's a paradox. Although the world is awash in debt, more so than it's ever been, there's not enough of it. The system demands that more and more debt be pulled into existence in greater and greater amounts every second of every day. You all know that here. So these central banks, these three entities, more so than anybody else, okay, they run the system. They realize as clear as you and I do that the system is drying up. So what are they trying to do? They're pumping it. They're buying more debt in an attempt to keep bond yields suppressed. It's not going to last. A big part of this right now is this war, the Ukraine war, and whatever else they're going to throw at us here to pull more cash into the now. Expansion of war, propagation of war generates more cash in terms of borrowed dollars than anything else. You all know this. Again, you're well versed in it. So what you can expect is this to ramp up even further. But what you're not being told, the big lie by omission, I suppose, is this is massively inflationary. A central bank can't just create cash out of nothing and buy the debt and not have a side effect. And that's, you see, this is the problem that people have said to me forever. Oh, Greg, well, why is it that central banks just can't prop up the system forever? Because the side effect is inflation. Again, and they're trying to crush an entire class of people, bury in the literal sense, class of people on a worldwide scale. I'm talking about the middle class here. Look, the rich are getting richer, The poor, they're done already. It's the middle class that's being exterminated. They're being sucked freaking dry. And I'll tell you something else. A big part of this is what we cover all the time as of late is this banking issue. The more that I look at the banks here, what's going on with the banks? What did we just find out? What did we cover yesterday? The Wall Street super banks, they're calling them titans. The Wall Street titans. Okay, they're seeing deposits being pulled out of their institutions more so than ever in history. But you can't know that. You see, they float out these little pieces of truth once in a while because they have to. You understand? But understanding that the entire financial system is coming apart, and it's coming apart by design to consolidate power. You all know this. We have covered it for years, exactly how it's going to play out, and we're seeing it in front of our freaking face. Gives you power right now. Again, you're not allowed to know what's happening. You can't know that bank runs are going on right now. Again, because once they can't allow the masses to know. It's pretty obvious, because once that happens, there's going to be massive, more so than we're seeing now, runs on these institutions. And there's no cash. You have to understand that. You see, so that what they're doing is they're allowing, you know, the rich people to pull their cash out first. And that's how it always is here. It's always, you know, the poor, the middle class who get left holding the bag. And that's what's going to happen here as well, as central banks continue to prop up the system, buy it all. As you and I have predicted would happen since, I don't know how freaking long ago, 10 years. Everything that we've spoken about is happening right now. And the effort right now going into keeping the debt market resembling some kind of stability is pretty much off the charts, but it's massively inflationary. And you're not allowed to know that as well. So what are you going to do about it? Bet against the debt, become your own central bank, hold hard assets, gain exposure to commodities. Understanding where this is eventually going to go. The world is going to face, and this is again, not by any accident, people, a collapse of the financial system. If you thought that 2008 was a big deal, what we are marching towards very, very rapidly is something so much worse. Again, as war expands as well, as people can't make ends meet. What did we find out yesterday? What was the big news? Loan defaults, as you and I predicted would happen and is happening here, skyrocketing more so than we've ever seen before in history. Loans across the board, auto loans, historic, historic defaults here. Credit cards, historic defaults. People are getting foreclosed on again. I mean, all this stuff that you would expect to see as an economy globally is in a rapid, irrecoverable decline. You understand? But you and I, we have an edge because we're keeping our eyes on the ball and we're prepared for what's happening. Always have the high ground. I've told you this a million times. And I think we do, all of us here that have been with me for any length of time. People, we got each other's backs. We take care of each other. We look out for each other. That's the way it's supposed to be. Their mechanism of divide and conquer. Hate these people. Hate those people even more. For whatever reason, you got to hate them for. Don't, you know, it's amazing. People just get this idea in their head and they feel like it's the right thing to do. I have to hate these people because that's what I'm being told to do. And that's the trap door that they have behind underneath every single one of us. Once you fall through that trap door, you're done in the grandest sense of the word. So let's look over here at the market here this morning. You got the 10-year yield rising. You got the MMRI, Manorito Market Risk Indicator, on the rise yet again. Link in the description of this video. Free to everyone, about 321. This is an extreme risk environment. You got the dollar this morning slightly higher on a relative strength basis, and the dollar is going to stay that way for the foreseeable future, as we have covered from a long, long, many, many years ago. We say the dollar would remain the prettiest bell at the ball, at least for now, okay? This will probably change moving forward. There's just no doubt about it, at least in my mind here. But there's going to be a lot more war before that changes, a lot more death, pain, suffering. You got gold, silver, and crude oil under pressure this morning a little bit. Nothing major going on here at all. Cryptocurrency is getting bid higher. Bitcoin over 34,000 yet again. What else can I tell you? What else? But look, what I want you to take away from this video, because it's kind of easy to get lost in all of this, is understand what's going on. Let's go over it real quick. The Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of England are flooding their respective economies with more debt, okay? They are in the middle of the biggest scam on the face of the earth, and is there, again, trying to fake the debt market. They're buying it all, and they're doing this in an attempt to keep the stock market from cratering. I mean, we've seen the market fall under a lot of pressure over the past few months since the MMRI crossed 250, that first red line in the sand here. Markets can't go anywhere. And if this gets out of control, and it will, there's no doubt about it, and it will by design, you're going to see a sell-off here in the debt market that's going to spin your head around like the Exorcist. You know, this is just a Band-Aid, and they have to continually increase their purchases of debt. And they're buying it all, as you and I had predicted they would from I don't know how many years ago. So expansion of war, you can expect that. Another false flag on a grand scale, on a monumental scale, that would push cash into the debt market as well, foster the illusion of stability here. Cash would make its way into the stock market. So just be ready for anything. Be ready for anything. Be ready for many, many more people to die, of course. And you knew, you and I knew this. We called this out, and I was called every name under the sun. Oh, Greg, you're absolutely wrong. This is never going to happen. Well, here we are. We're seeing it in real time, and they're not done. Many, many more people are going to die. And when eventually this debt market does melt down, it's going to be a culling on a biblical level. That's a fact. All right. This guy here loves you from the heart. If you got something out of this video, please share it. Please comment. Please hit those that thumbs up. It gets this stuff seen. It gets it out there. All right. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. For my live stream, Eastern Daylight Time. Have some questions ready for me. We'll cover that. And that's it, people. All right. I don't know what else there is to say. We're prepared for anything that they want to throw at us. At least I would like to think that. And, well, I'll see you later. All right.